You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 94, and Stone got me again. Damn you.
How?
The faces you were going.
She looked at me, and it's pretty easy to look at me and then laugh, right? So
it was fine. Oh, you was
that's good.
Anyway, I'm your host Lita, and joining me is my co-host Stone.
Did I get way.
It right way?
No.
I always do it wrong. One of them. That way, whichever way you are. That way.
I'm over here.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
It's that time of year again?
What time of year again?
No, it's that time again.
Oh, it's that time again.
For us to do
okay.
Adventures in Azeroth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 I'm good.
Good. Excellent.
I'm getting ready for gardening stuff. It's almost coming up to the end of the month, and it's freezing cold here. The ground is frozen, but we're still planning for what's coming up to plant.
Okay.
Green peppers, radishes. We're gonna have two gardens. And not just one this time, because last time we made it, we built one end of season, so we didn't really get much.
Yeah.
But this year we're actually going to build another one, and we're going to have two. And oh boy, it's going to be fun.
Where's the going down the back?
In the backyard.
Yep. Backyard. Okay.
There will be
next
pictures.
To the shed?
In between the deck and the shed. So right now the first one is in between there, and the second one will. We're not sure if we're going to put it to the side or also in front. We're not sure yet.
Okay.
Because if we put it off to the side, there's less room for the kids to run around and stuff. And if we put it more closer to the fence, then... what is going on? Oh, no. You know what that is? Okay. So we have... Okay.
Hi,
just
Carrie.
As a... Hey, Carrie. Okay, so I don't know if you can hear the TV is on, right? We have a code on there where if the TV program is over a certain rating, you have to put in the code in order for you to watch it. Now, it came up to the news, like the news is on now, and apparently that's rated everyone, so it just lets you play. And the TV was on, but it was on the code screen, so it wasn't playing anything. And now that the news is on, it's like, oh, well, that's okay. That's why all of a sudden the news came on.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is how we do it. Please turn off the living room TV.
Hi, Carrie.
Done. I love Google Mini Home. Wow, so I've just killed 6 minutes. On zero about World of Warcraft.
Nice.
Zero.
Nice. But you're still in game.
I am in game.
So you could, you know, you could actually tell them what your crazy ass thing that you were doing.
I'm currently
2,300
racers. 2,300 racers. So for most people that do the auction house stuff, you know about the bracer flip, and it's just a thing. It's just you create bracers using the cheapest mats, DE them or scrap them depending on what they are, and create more stuff, flip it, throw it on the auction house, make a profit.
There you go.
And it takes forever to do it. I have 5,800 linen left, so that's 580 bracers left, which is over half. I'm over halfway done. I have, right? It's like
well, that's good. You're not only there.
But it's very nerve-wracking when you spend a lot of money, a lot of gold, I shouldn't say money, a lot of gold on stuff. It's just, you know, I just need somebody to buy it. Just need one or two people to buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not really asking anybody here, but
you're still hunting to get the auction house mount because it's going away. So
I was at
closer.
I was at 3.5 million. I don't remember what we were at or what I was at when we did our last episode. But I'm at 3.5. I was at 3.5. I spent about 300,000 today alone.
Yeah.
Just on mats and stuff I couldn't farm up and things that I knew that I was like, yeah, I need to buy that. It's nerve wracking because I don't make gold all that much. I don't make like I wouldn't make that in a day. My best day was 233 or 266 or something like that in one day. But that was my best day.
Yeah.
I make on average about 45,000 gold a day. And that's just plugging along. And
that's all right.
Well, my gold date right now is March 22nd. So that's when I should hit my 5 million. It's just slow. Got to do it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Practice makes perfect.
As they say. I didn't really get a lot of practice at making gold when I was younger, so I'm not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
it's a learning curve.
I haven't really done a lot about the love event, to be honest, this past 2 weeks. I did do more of the lunar stuff. I did more of that so I can get pets to sell. But what have you been doing in the last month, I guess, right?
Well, I did Luna. So that was mostly done. Actually, I think I only focused on doing Luna for the challenge tunes mostly. Okay.
Yep.
I did run some alts down there, like normal alts. But Luna was pretty heavy on getting the challenge tunes, that, you know, the irons, the greens, that kind of thing.
Yep.
so that was that. I got everything done for that with the mount and the battlegroundy stuff. That was that, wasn't it, Luna? Or was that around about Luna?
The mount? What mount for the Luna?
Yeah. Or what was, no, that was the anniversary. Because the anniversary came and then Luna kind of came. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of blended into one. Like,
yep. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. It has. It's been very busy. So so all of that went into that. And then Lovers in the Air started, which I was able to run not every day, but pretty much. I think I did a fair chunk. I only had 9 tunes that I could run through because they were all the 110 and above. So I only had 9 chances a day to do it.
Did you get it?
That's my result. Right there. Big fat zero.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Stupid rocket. But on the plus side, I did make something yesterday that I called my love rocket cupcake, and I bought one to show you. Look, I made it pink. It's got pink. It's a pink cupcake. I don't know, can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
With pink icing. Yeah. So that's my love rocket cupcake. I made them yesterday.
I thought you'd add so for people that are not watching, she's got a pink cupcake, but
I made a cupcake.
Right, because this is sort of a podcast-ish.
I think
the only thing I think would be missing is an actual rocket.
Yeah, I didn't make it right, but I made the stars, see? So okay. It was like I put little stars gotcha. On top, gotcha. So it's like, you know, so it's kind of like the thought. Anyway, it's a long way around, but that was my love rocket cupcake. Oh,
okay. So, okay.
Yeah. But other than that, no luck. So
I think Markkanen also is the same way, right? Because he also tries it every year. He's been he's got 18 going this year every mm-hmm. day, and it's a big fat zero as far as I know. I think he's still running. I think he's doing his last group right now.
I don't think I've seen anyone on Twitter say that they've got it. Well, the normal people I follow. So
yeah.
I don't remember. And I was thinking about it last night, actually. I've before they changed it to the, you know, the high, your own the loot levels.
Stuff. Oh yeah, yeah, gotcha.
When they changed it. Remember originally when the event first started, I'm not sure how many years it was the group loot. I saw was that it? Rocket once. Yeah. So once. I've only ever seen that rocket once, and that was back in the day when it was the group loot and everyone had to roll. And it was a random I think it was just a random pug that I did with maybe one or two friends. And it was, of course, not one of us one. It was, you know, some other guy. I think it was the tank or something.
Well, I guess you guys all rolled need, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, and I've never seen it since. Only one time in all these years.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I was ever trying for it at that point. I think I got it when it was like just a dropped. She is not happy.
So not happy.
I did run the love thing a couple times on higher tunes, but more to get love tokens so I could buy the Swift Love Strider mount. You know, the one that you can buy with 200 tokens. Yeah, so I can buy that and sell it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I was a little bit worried that if the love rocket dropped again, you know, could you imagine that? Well, it would be funny because if that dropped again, yet I can't get a 1% chance mount to drop at BlackRock Foundry.
Yeah.
I'm at 521 attempts and yet I can't get that 1% chance to drop. If anybody works for Blizzard that listens to this show, Do me a solid, okay? All that I want to know is the roll 1 in 100, or do we get 20 rolls at 1 in 2,000? They are completely different things. Because there was a hotfix put out last year to say that they fixed it. I feel like it got unfixed. 521 attempts. Come on now. Anyways,
RNG is a cruel mistress.
I don't know about RNG.
It still comes down to that. I think I'm over at, well, rarity only tracks so many times that I've done it, so
I don't know why your rarity is messed up. Why is that? That's weird.
Don't know. But I've had at least 1,000 runs on that over the years. So,
damn.
And I don't.
But it's a 1 in 3,000 chance to drop. A 1 in 3,000 chance, and you get one roll. That makes sense that it's so rare. But this BlackRock Foundry mount, that's a 1% chance. Why is it taking so long?
I know.
Come on.
It sucks.
And I believe Execute as well. I don't know if he's counting how many he's doing, but I know he's running 9 a day, I think. And he's got no luck either. Sorry, 9 a week. I'm sorry. Yes. But I run 21 a week.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Execute's got
12.
12. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So
on.
it's
Just tell
cruddy.
me if it's working or if
As
there's a
intended.
bug. If there's a bug, then I won't run it, right? Then I'll wait till you guys fix it because what's the point? Because I don't want to run it again at 1 in 2000. Because I was doing that with Siege. Siege was terrible. Because Siege, there's no skip. Oh my God. And it took like 45 minutes to go through it. It's terrible. And then they fixed it, and I got it within 2 months, 2.5 months. So it's done. It's gone. But BlackRock Foundry
Nice.
is giving me the big finger.
Mm.
It's giving me the
Mind
big
you,
love rocket
I
finger.
don't think you guys I don't think you guys have had the worst luck with
No.
it.
Nope. We do not have the worst
Like I
luck
know
ever.
two there are two people I can think of off the top of my head that have had really bad luck
Okay,
in getting particular mounts.
I know one of the people that you're talking about. Who is the second?
Moon Daisy with the
Moon
fishing.
Daisy. Okay, then I know both of them. Yes.
Yes,
So,
Moon Daisy and Layla.
but I think the ratios there are different. I think Layla's is way
Most
worse
probably.
because Layla's is supposed to be a 1% chance to drop. She's over 1,300 attempts. 1,300 attempts on a 1% chance thing to drop. There's nothing broken there? Come on. Moon is at over 30,000 casts on a 1 in 10,000. Okay, so yes, she's over, but the ratio is not quite as much. Now, I could never do what Moon did because there's zero chance I'm sitting there for 30,000 casts to get the damn mount.
It's a lot. But it's like anything, I suppose. If you want it badly enough, you
Yes.
do what you need to do to get it. So,
Well, if
you
there's
know.
somebody at Blizzard that I could give a back
Oh.
rub to so I could get this mount, I would totally give you a back rub. It doesn't have to be perverted or anything like that. I give good back rubs, okay? No, I'm talking, I'm a serious back rub, like serious. Like elbow on
Serious.
the back, like get in there, work
Deep
all the
tissue.
kinks.
That's
Oh
a
yeah,
deep
man.
tissue massage.
Yeah,
That
and they're
hurts.
no, they're good. Oh, I love them so much.
They're no good. Ow.
So there's no news, really, right? Okay, well there's a book, right? The book got they announced that the release date for the book was July 14th, a day after my birthday. And my immediate thing that I did was, oh, when was the last book released compared to the expansion release date? And it was 9 weeks exactly. And I did the math, and September 19th, that's when Shadowlands should come out. That's when I thought it should. And then LB, my friend, my dear friend LB, he was like,
Toby.
no, you're wrong, because there's no correlation between the book release date and the expansion release date. Because if you go look back at Lee at Draenor, at Mists, those books came out at wildly different dates compared to the expansion. So I was like, damn you, LB. He just deflated me. I was like, September
Don't be
19th.
that.
Like, damn it,
Damn
LB.
it. On your Elby.
Huh?
That man, that seriously, that guy is so full of so
But
much knowledge. It's amazing.
I think it's still a good date though. I except
Possible.
it's before BlizzCon, unless BlizzCon gets moved, which is another. Did we talk about that last time?
Did we?
Well, because we're okay, because we
Think we
know
did. Think we did.
100% that the convention center is booked for the same
Yes,
weekend that
that's right.
Blizzard would normally be on. Okay.
Isn't it for a magical thing?
It's for a magic show. Okay.
Magic show. See, okay. That seems fishy in itself.
I don't know, man. So
yeah,
it's possible. Now, if you go look at rates and all that stuff, the 2 weeks before, room rates are very expensive, but there's nothing booked for the convention center. So it could be the second, third week of October. And not the 31st and the 1st.
Yeah.
So it would be 2 weeks before that, which is 31 minus 14 is math, right? Okay. So, yeah. So like 31 minus 14, 17th. Okay. So yeah. Friday the 17th and the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you have to consider is if they keep it on the same weekend, maybe it's not at the Anaheim Convention Center. Maybe it's somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
They do have a head office in Houston. What if they make it central? It's central U.S. Yes, everyone's going to go fly south now, but you never know, right? Yeah. I personally think it will be at the convention center again on the 17th, but October. We still don't know. Yes, on October 17th. It won't go later into November because of American Thanksgiving. It gets really close to it.
Mm.
There's just no way. Or it could be in the summer, man. Right? But we still don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
So... But September 19th for a release date of Shadowlands would still be before BlizzCon. And we would still have something that we could play on the floors as like a preview of what's coming out. Yeah. Right. Or maybe they'd be like, hey,
it's doable.
If it like anybody with a BlizzCon ticket will get to play this, will get this unlocked on their account right now. Right. And Allie is here for the full frontal Love Rocket.
Hey, Allie.
I mean, I would show you
the
full frontal Love Rocket. Oh my God. I just, on so many different levels. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to go open up some more mail here. One of the things, okay, just as a piece of advice, if you're doing this armor bracer flip thing, if you make too many of them and you run out of room, they'll go to your mailbox. That may not be a good thing. So just a word of warning. It happened to me before and I forgot, and I'm paying for it now again. So
we'll check your mail. That's always a good thing.
Sunday for me is my maintenance day, so everybody who's a friend with me on Real ID or Bnet, have fun. Sorry, I'm gonna be logging in and out of all my gear.
Can you do it while I'm still asleep and I'm not up? That would be really good.
Wake you up.
Bye.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's so good.
So you went on vacation, yeah? How was your how was your trip? Was it good?
Good. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right.
It was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. It's good. I'm still on holiday, so
until
I've still got another week.
Oh, cool. So then at least you get to play some World of Warcraft, like serious, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can do some well, I've got a couple of things I need to be able to do this coming week, so that's fine before I go back to work. So we will see. As yeah, IRL's been a little crazy, so just got a couple of things to take care of. But other than that, nope, all good. It's been a nice, relaxing holiday. So
cool.
All good.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I got your message about a coworker, and let's just without naming names or anything like that. And you know, you know what? I'm really happy because that shows karma. Karma is a thing.
And... Oh, there's been an update to that. I haven't told you about that yet. I'll tell you about that later.
Is karma still a thing?
Let's just keep.
Just say yes or no. Karma is still a thing.
To say.
Listen, okay. Karma.
I'm hoping it is.
Don't be a dick.
I'm hoping it is.
Because it's going to come back. Yeah. It's going to get you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Just stop. Stop, right? Stop.
I hope so. But yeah. So it's been a kind of a little bit crazy because she's been dealing with stuff. And yeah, it's just been a pretty full on last maybe 3 weeks or so because I've been away.
Yeah.
Plus stuff's been going on with work stuff and her. And yeah. So it's all just been a bit crazy, but it's good to be back. Computer.
Well,
my baby.
Some of my best vacations have been, I mean, when I worked was at home screwing around, doing nothing, doing what I wanted to do. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is always good.
Oh,
I mean, you don't have to go far to have a nice time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only about 8 hours or so, I guess, right? Or so, maybe. But maybe it's only like an hour or two if you fly. But anyway, so one thing you mentioned, and I mean, it is kind of World of Warcraft related-ish, but it's more towards me. Mm-hmm. I got a new computer.
That's right.
Which I'm on right now. And we switched all the stuff around, so that's why my view looks different. I am really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
It also means that we deferred our basement, which we were going to have to do it anyways. So whether or not it was this year or next year, it was still going to get deferred. So,
well, you've got a new computer to get through all the stuff that you need to now. So, you know.
Well, this computer, the plan is it lasts me for a good 8 to 10 years because I really went all out. Not necessarily top of the line, but stuff that I knew was going to last me a while.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And things and stuff.
New computer's always nice.
You're telling me.
I mean, it really is.
You're telling me.
Yeah. I know. When you upgrade from here to here.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel the difference. It's kind of like, whoa.
I could have got 128 gigs of RAM and I only got 64.
Yeah.
Like, one of the bigger things is my case has got all these fancy lights inside. This is my first time having... Yeah. A computer that actually has stuff, and I've got it set up where it tells me in color code basically if things are running too hot or what. So I've got it like green is good, yellow is you know, it's going okay, and red like dark red is there's something wrong, right? And I've got green, I've got orange on my CPU. So the CPU is doing stuff because I am streaming. I am playing a game. Yep. I am talking to you. I'm doing all this stuff and everything's going great.
Yeah.
And my GPU is running in the green, man. It's fantastic.
Excellent.
It does kind of mean, though, that also sort of changed our BlizzCon plans so that if anything happens, it's going to be me. And that's why my Twitch streaming... any money that comes in there, I'm just trying to squirrel it away so that it would just be me going. So again, for like a very short weekend like I did last year, so I can meet with friends and say hi and then quickly come back home.
Well, that's, I mean, that's fair enough. What did we have? We had 7 days when you
Yeah,
and
when
Kara
you,
came.
yes, not last year, the year before, we did seven. Yeah. I would prefer to do
Which
seven,
is
but it's costly, right? So I
much,
would
it's a
rather
lot of
have
money.
two versus none. Right?
Well,
So,
exactly right. Exactly right.
right?
So, I mean, if you can manage to do just you for a couple of days, that would be, you know,
And
that's awesome.
again,
So,
I'm not buying a BlizzCon ticket because I'll be getting a virtual ticket. And I'm going to put this out there. Please do not buy me a BlizzCon ticket. I would
mind you,
have,
I'll
you
keep
know.
putting in for Lotto. So, you know, if
Oh,
I win
well, I am
Lotto,
too.
things change. I'll come pick you up.
I've got a lot of
You and
tickets right
Carrie and the
here.
kids.
I've got a lot of tickets right here.
We can dream big, right? Dream big.
You are on my list still, so
That's
just
right.
saying, you are on
I've
my
got a route
list.
of people that we can pick up
Yep.
before I get to you and head down. Yeah, that's right.
No, but we
I'll just
because
buy a plane.
BlizzCon, you know, and we and I know I've talked about this so many times, but BlizzCon to me is like it's more than just going inside. Yeah, I want to go inside, but if I can go hang out with folks, I'm good. Right?
It's
You know,
definitely, I
it's
mean,
for me it's a
the
social thing.
physically being there was very cool. But yeah, the social catching up with people face to face, that truly was priceless. You know, so
See, Allie gets it. Allie gets it. But see,
I
for
know.
Allie, it's, I mean, yes, it's going to be costly, but her airfare is not as bad as yours. Yours is the worst, right? Your airfare is terrible, and your air flight time
Oh
is
yeah.
disgusting.
Seriously, someone invent portals or something.
Like transporter, like beam me over, Scotty. Okay? Like, come on.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is you're on a plane to get there for like 17 hours. And you know how wonderfully I sleep anyway in a bed. So trying to sleep on a plane like this is not fun. And then you spend 3 hours going through US Customs,
What?
immigrations.
Really? They don't make you do
Yeah, at
it
like
there? Like they don't make you do it before you leave? Because what if you
no, that's
leave?
the lineup. That's the lineup was
Okay, hold
three
on.
hours. Once I hit the dude and he's like, "What are you here for?" And I'm like, "I'm going to
BlizzCon.
BlizzCon." And he's
He's like,
like,
what the hell's that?
no, he was like, "Cool, stamp, see ya." But
Cool.
to get from like off the plane through the immigration
Okay.
line, which was
Okay.
massive, that was nearly 3 hours. So that's where you're standing doing,
Wow.
you know, just like going, ah, yeah. So
So
that was the fun bit.
on our side of things, we go through American stuff before we even hit the plane. And it's done, and I think it's more done because we're like right there and we have deals with them. We have security stuff already cleared and they've got their own little thing here. And so,
Oh, I had the visa and
but I'm
everything,
surprised
but
that you as Aussies, it's not like I would have thought that they would have had their own thing in the airport where you left. So that, because what happens if you take that flight and they're like, nope, you need to go back. So you need to fly another 17 hours back. That's terrible, right? It's terrible.
I think they normally keep you overnight somewhere in a secure.
So
I
Allie,
kind of deal with this kind of stuff with some of the stuff I do at work. I think they normally keep you until the next plane, and if that's plane's not within the or is within anywhere from 6 to 12 hours, they'll keep you in a confined customs like lockup
okay.
until that plane, and then escort you
Yikes.
to the plane. So
Wow.
yeah.
So yeah, Allie flew to Ottawa and had to go through customs.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. But I had the visa. If I'd rocked up to the US without my visa done, which was all done online, they would have said, turn around, go back. Like, there was no way. But I had all that prepped. I had everything sorted beforehand. Yeah.
So, I think the thing with Allie is...
customs are fantastically happy people.
Ottawa sucks, okay? If you're from there and you're listening to this, I'm really sorry. But Toronto... So I think the major airports here have the U.S. little bases inside them that we have to go through in order to get cleared. So... Mm. Ottawa, it's Ottawa. Fly over here.
Yeah.
Toronto. I fly to Syracuse now and drive north. Yeah. Yeah.
Might be easier. Maybe.
If you fly to Buffalo, even too, that's fine. Don't fly to Toronto because Toronto is the fourth most expensive airport on North America. That's something to be proud of. It's terrible. You heard about this full frontal love rocket? Oh boy. I mean, if I was streaming my game, I mean, I could show you my game right now and you could see my full frontal love rocket. But I don't think we'll do that because we're supposed to be recording.
No, I was going to say, no.
I'll probably get banned.
I know, his game, Ali, right? His game. Oh, anyway. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think we should probably get back to WoW. Anything else that you've been doing other than making your money for the mount?
I'm making some more bracers right now, another 580 bracers, and then I'm done.
Okay.
I did do time walking a little bit, and. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Only to why did I do it? I don't remember why I did it, but that just... I have all them.
Okay.
I think just leveling, and I was bored, and I was like, okay, let's let's do it. And which one really drives me crazy is the Burning Crusade one where you're. Where it's really a prison. The prison where you release Millhouse, right? No, not down there. I'm talking about the one that's up in Netherstorm.
Yeah.
The Arcatraz, right?
Arcatraz? Yeah.
Right? I think it's Arcatraz. Right. So it is Arcatraz. Okay. So
yeah.
The only part of that whole thing that drives me nuts is that every single group, they always skip the two groups of blood elves. One's on left, one's on right. If you kill that group, if you kill them both, the little monsters don't spawn anymore once you get past a certain point.
Huh. Yeah.
Every single group, I get it. Don't. Run right up, and they get mad when the healer can't keep up because these damn things keep spawning.
Yeah.
And I'm typing it in, kill those other two packs. Well, we only need to kill one. No, you need to kill both. Kill both of them. And for the my last group, they didn't even kill any of them. I'm like, Serenity now. Serenity now. Insanity later. Hmm.
Yes.
But they don't know, like they didn't level through it back in the day, right? Mm. So and I guess they see what I type and they're like, they'll end up wiping and you have to deal with it again. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yep.
Yeah, everyone is impatient now.
They want to go. Yep. No, it just
get it over and done with.
Sometimes it's faster to do it properly and do it the way it was meant to be done than rushing through everything. Especially with, like, I would say, time walking, because everything gets scaled down. You like I like I don't think you can overpower it like you could when it was current, right?
Yeah,
Like
maybe.
in our group, we barely, oh my God, like we had to get to the first boss before they would stop spawning on us, and we had a couple people die, and we had to res them, right? Thank goodness we actually had a healer that would res, because sometimes the healers don't want to res, right? Like if you
Yeah.
died, and they'll be like, "Well, walk back." Like, no, don't walk back, because you're never going to make it back because of the things are still spawned,
Yeah.
right? So
Why they not
just, you know.
res? That's
Well,
what they
sometimes the healers don't
use
want to
to
res
yeah.
because either the DPS stood and stuff, or maybe they're just having a
Yeah.
bad day, man. I know there's some times
Yeah.
where somebody doesn't ask me to res them, and I'm like, you know, I really don't want to res you because you're a jerk.
Sometimes they just get off.
Yes, sometimes I'm
Well,
bitter
yeah.
and I don't want
You?
to res them.
No.
Nope. And I don't want to
What?
res them because they're screwing around, right?
Mm.
Or they're like, "Oh, what the hell, heals? Res."
Please?
Right?
Please?
And also, I have a name too, right? Not healer.
Yeah.
Anyways, so,
Yeah.
is that it? Is
There's nothing
that all
wrong
that you
with this
did?
rule.
You
Should
broke the.
apply right across through everything. Like, seriously, people, it's you don't need to be a dick.
You
Like,
like
if you're in
so
a dungeon in
Marvin,
particularly, like,
so Marvin likes to res random people in the world. I think I've
Cool.
done that once. Yeah,
I've done
I
it a
think
few
I've done
times.
that once. I don't know if I've really, because I don't really play on characters a whole lot that can res, so I don't really think I have that chance to, but I think I've done
Yeah.
it once where I was leveling an alt and I happened to come across some guy that just died. And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm gonna res, right?"
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they didn't do anything to me. I tried to help them kill things and they still died.
Yeah.
So,
I
yeah, I
think, you
still res
know,
them.
it's the majority of people try and be fairly nice. You
Yes.
know, there's
It's
always
just
those
those few that really
handful.
get under your skin. That's
Yeah.
like,
You know, it happens IRL as well,
it's
unfortunately.
me join. Oh, so you're one and only priest. Okay. Want to sell lovely charm bracelet? Selling like, oh, no, we're not gonna say that on the air. I mean, we don't have a clean tag anymore, but I'm not going to say that on the air. Yay, trade chat. Anyways, let's stop looking
Trade
at
chat.
trade chat
Yeah.
and let's look
Turn
at.
trade chat off. Leave it.
Well, I need
Leave
to
it.
look
Well,
at
you're
it.
trying to make money,
I
so
need
you
to
don't
look at
need
it
it, but
for money, yeah, or gold.
yeah. Ching ching. Ching ching. Make money. Yeah.
Okay, so want to go to where in the world are we?
Okay.
Is there anything else you
Might as
want to
well.
share about your adventure?
No. Oh. I did last time. Did we get the new races? Were they out when we did the last one? Volpera and Mecha
Mechanome,
Gnomes, whatever.
maybe?
Were they out?
Well, I know I've got two.
I don't know.
Like, I've got them. I haven't played them.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I made a Volpera. I haven't logged in on her.
No
And I still
spoilers.
need to do the stupid Mecha Gnome
I will
dungeon.
run through that
Stupid
with you.
thing.
I will run through it. You only
I'll have
need
to
to
figure it out.
do part two. You only need to do part two on heroic. That's
Okay.
it. You don't need to run the entire eight. You just need to do part two, which is
It's
only four.
Alliance. I've got no clue. It's Alliance
I
side
am Alliance.
for Mechano.
Well,
Yeah, I
fine,
know,
then.
but I can do it. No, I'll do it on later.
Yeah,
I can
sure.
still do it side, but
Well,
I've got to run
I've got a
something that I'm
rogue
like,
that I can
it's a
run
dungeon.
it through you. through it with you.
Oh yeah, your original.
Right?
Yeah.
My original tune on Earthen Ring, AIE. I'm still in there. Yes. I log in every 3 weeks to make sure I don't get kicked out.
Yeah, don't get kicked.
Please don't kick me.
Don't AIE. Get kicked.
Please don't kick me out.
Well, log in. Yes.
Every 3 weeks.
Mind you, Sunday, Duckman Fair's good. Duckman Fair's good. If you're rotating your tunes, then you're logging into a guild. So you should never.
Well, every 3 weeks I check my mail just in case if somebody sends me mail.
Yeah.
That's all. But I can't do Dark Mood Fair on like 42 characters. There's no way.
Well,
seen I've actually had to do a new tab on my spreadsheet to say what I've done.
Not the spreadsheet.
There's a new tab.
Oh my lord.
To show what I'm going to do on what day I have streaming. I have, oh my God, I can't believe I even forgot this. Okay. We're stepping away from World of Warcraft for a bit, but my ALS fundraiser. Okay. So last year I did my ALS fundraiser in March. For some reason, I thought I did it in February, and that's why I chose February to do it this year. And I was wrong, but we're doing it a month early. So we've already hit our goal, which is awesome. So that's why the streaming thing kind of, you know, because I have to stream every day. That's what I said I was going to do. I'm going to stream every day.
Yeah.
And so far, we're almost there. We've got like, what, today's 20, well, it's going to be the 22nd soon. So I've got like 9 more days left or 7 days or something like that. So
cool.
It's, you know, so we've hit our goal. So we're all good. But because of the streaming every day and because of my wrestling show, and playing Warcraft and getting my missed world bosses, and I have to farm up coins now because I ran out of missed world boss rolls, and I got a level and I got to do my auction house. I was like, okay, this is insane. This is insane. And then the love stuff is on, and the lunar thing just happened. It's crazy. And then I'm gonna raid too. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I had to add another sheet, another tab to my spreadsheet to tell me what I have planned for certain days.
I've seen the spreadsheet, guys. It's pretty impressive, let me just say.
But now there's another tab.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking World of Warcraft. I swear to God, World of Warcraft.
The love stuff is on, Ali says.
Full frontal love rocket, baby.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, so let's move on to where in the World of Warcraft are we?
Let's do that.
Let's get Dave's in here. Dave sent us one.
Yes.
How many tabs is that then? I have, Tiber had to ask me.
Hey, Tiber, aka Tiber.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's just World of Warcraft. That's actually not gold making. On my gold making tab, on my gold making spreadsheet, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So with all of World of Warcraft, 19 tabs, sheets, I guess.
Right? Yeah.
In one book.
Whatever works.
Or two books across two books.
Yeah.
I gotta keep it all straight.
Yeah.
Where is definitely. Okay, let me add Dave's submission. So last month we submitted where we were in the World of Warcraft.
We did.
Let's put Dave's up. Okay, actually let's put ours up. No,
let's put ours. Yes.
Okay, there. From January 18th, correct?
Oh.
Correct. There we go. Okay, there we go. So this is where we were. Lita and I sitting on our new little squeaker mount.
Squeakers.
Yep.
Squeakers. So cute. I love that mount.
Yep. If they keep bringing out mounts every year like that.
Not a big love rocket, but it's pretty cute.
I think you do prefer the big love rocket over a little mouse, right?
Mouses are good. Nothing wrong with a mouse. Look how cute it is. It's so cute. Oh, it is. Anyway.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, show us tapes.
Oh, it's a good thing actually we had the picture up, because then they didn't see me take off my glasses and stuff. That's good. All right, so here is our friend.
He's killing himself.
Yeah, just letting us know he knows exactly where we are, and he took that picture. So that's cool. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks,
Dave. I like stuff like that where it's like you don't respond with the text. You'd be like, yeah, I got you. You're right here.
Yeah.
And
Layla started that.
Yes.
Layla started that. Yes. And we do like that because it's really cute. It's like, there's no words. Just show the picture and be like, there you go, guys. I know where you are. It's like, cool.
Do you want to read all these? Go for it. All you.
Okay. All of these. Yep. All of these. All right.
Every single
Liga Wolf, the camel hoarder on Twitter. So these are all Twitter, I think, from memory. Delaren Sewers for 400 points. Beth said, fortunately, squeakers can fly if you go forward. Which is true.
Yes. You know, so she probably knows.
Where not that I've ever fallen off there back in the day.
Nah.
Anyway, as he said, Delaren Sewers. Ali said, old Delaren Sewers, the underbelly, specifically the exit that leads out into Crystal Song Forest. And Sebi sent me a one saying, riding them tunnel rats under Delaren, I say. Everyone, well done. Are you right? Okay, I'll keep talking. All right, I'm going to keep talking. So thank you guys. Thank you very much for participating in that. We do have a new one, which we will put up the new picture shortly. Can I just say that one of the things sometimes, I don't know, if mostly I think I've been choosing them lately, is the spots that we need to go to. So sometimes Stone does, but I think lately I have. And you know what? It's fun trying to figure out where we're going. So it's nice to go and revisit stuff and, you know, or to pick a spot in any zone. Like, it's cool fun.
Yeah, so, most of the time, sorry, my eyes are burning. Like, it's just, all of a sudden, it's like somebody sprayed pepper spray in my eyes or something. It's just all of a sudden.
Oh.
So I had to, like, clean my eyes. I don't know. Anyway, so, Allie, yep. I didn't see the pic. I didn't see the picture.
Did you send a pic? I didn't notice.
And if so, she probably sent the pic, but dumbass over here, me, I'm referring to me, probably didn't save it or something. You did with Twitter, on Twitter with squeakers.
I don't see it. Squeakers? No. I don't remember. Blame Stone for that, because he did get yours. I didn't.
Yeah, I did get yours. That's why I put the text in.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, she did. There it is, right there.
What?
Underneath the text.
No.
It's right there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're it's terrible. Right there. You are terrible.
Allie. Apologies.
You are terrible.
He's fault. Terrible. But it's right there. It is right there. Back on January.
You know 28th. What? Maybe I didn't see it when it came through.
Sorry.
I'm such a dumbass.
These things happen.
Professional.
Okay. These things happen.
I didn't even see it. Didn't even see it. I did not see
text.
It. I just saw the text.
I was going to say, because
I do use TweetDeck. You know what? Hold on. I do use TweetDeck, and sometimes I do notice, to be honest, sometimes I do notice that pictures do not come through. Sometimes. Oh. Not often.
I don't use TweetDeck.
I have to use TweetDeck. I've got... seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13 different things I keep an eye on.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Wow Challenges is 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.
There's lots.
It's right there.
I think I've got 5. But, yeah.
Man.
Twitter has been doing crazy stuff over the last couple months. That's a definite thing.
I'm sorry.
Apologies.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Here, I'll actually even give you my sorry flag in the chat. There you go. Sorry. Very sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So our next one is, okay. I'll do it very briefly. Okay. If you know where it is, please do not say it in the chat. We will be posting this up on our website, and we'll also try to post it every Sunday. I think I did it 3 out of 4 Sundays. I think I missed one, but I was better this month than I was last month. So here we go. I'll give it a countdown. I'll give it like a 2-second countdown. 1, 2. There's my full frontal love rocket. Hence the name of the episode. I'm showing you my big love rocket. And Lita is like standing over there like, what? Like, I want that rocket. And I'm like, it's a solo only. And that's how it goes in real life too sometimes. Solo only.
Yep. There we go. Anyway.
I am turning 44 this year. However, inside this skull, I'm actually 12. I'm actually 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I had to zoom in, execute. That's why it looks that way.
Wow.
Well, I had to get the screenshot just right. And wow. Mr. Look at me. I'm coming over and I'm riding my big love rocket. And he's like, plonks himself down. He's like, I'm here. And I'm like, get off the mount. He's like, nope. I'm like, fine.
Nope.
Like,
that was, yeah, had to zoom in. I mean, that's my life. I'm just a sorry, small little man.
Yep. Anyway.
Yep. Sorry.
That's for this month. So yeah, we'll tweet it out when the episode's up and all of that. Yeah. So if you want to respond, don't forget, you can send us an email or tweet us. That's fine. So,
Dave said, other than that, Hawks win. Yes, you did say Hawks win.
Yes, you did. You did, Dave. Say we did see that.
Say the Atlanta Hawks.
Are we talking?
Wait, no. Hold on. Wait a second.
Basketball? I have no idea.
Oh no, Chicago Blackhawks. Sorry, it's got to be Chicago, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be Chicago. It's hockey. It's the greatest sport ever. What?
Hockey.
It's hockey. Yeah.
Ice hockey. Okay.
No, it's hockey. It's not ice hockey. That's the original sport is hockey. Everything else is based off of that. So when you play on the ground, it's field hockey.
Hockey and ice hockey. So that's
how. Do you guys have rinks? Or no? Like do you guys can go skate, can go skating? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a nice rink a couple suburbs over, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, it wasn't because I was more asking about more the culture, right? Because you guys don't strike me as having that as like, let's go out for a, I don't know what that means. So
it's Queensland. Queensland's all about sun.
Okay.
Except, you it's know, just... when it storms and rains. Anyway.
And you're okay with the fires, right? You're not.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, all the rain that we had the last couple weeks has put out the fires in good. New South Wales, definitely.
Good.
I think it was all put out. I'm not sure about down south, though, but I'm pretty sure Queensland and New South Wales, all out, like out, good. Which is fantastic. So I just don't, not 100% certain, because we got a lot of rain up here. New South Wales got flooding. Like, we've had flooding in Queensland as well. New South Wales had some flooding, and yeah, it's just been crazy, like from fire to storms, water. Yeah. So everyone's okay, but yeah, it's just been a bit crazy. So lots of storms. It is summer. Again, it's Queensland. Summertimes we get things like cyclones, storm season, and it's hot. Like, you know, that's what Queensland's about. So
sounds like hot. I'd have fun there. Yeah. I hate the cold now. I hate the cold. I hate it.
Air conditioning is fantastic. That's all I'll have to say in Queensland. You live in Australia, air conditioning is the best way to go.
Well, I would imagine, like, because you guys are really high, right? Like, you guys get plus 39, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't get that high up here.
Yeah. But we barely get under, like, probably 7 here in cold. Well, probably out west. Anyway, yeah. It's all crazy. It's all good. We're all safe.
It's Christmas time, and it's plus 35.
Oh, 40. Sometimes 40.
Oh, my God.
Like,
killing me.
That's why we have barbecues and wear thongs. Feet thongs, not other thongs, people.
I don't know what other thongs you were talking about. I knew you meant foot thongs because that's what they are, right?
Foot thongs.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, why couldn't you do a barbecue wearing a bikini thong? Yeah. Why not feet thongs and bikini thongs and do a Barbie?
Yeah.
Sure.
Some people do. Sure.
Why not even, why even wear the thongs? Just go and do it.
Just be naked.
Sure.
No.
Well, you've got to put some sunscreen on. Well, who cares? It's a barbecue. It's not going to spit at you. At least it shouldn't. Unless you cut the sausage
yeah.
a little bit badly or something. Sausage and then it spits at you. And then it gets on you. Well. That's because you're not handling it correctly. So.
Yeah.
You might have to work on that. And so, yeah. Anyways.
Yes.
So. All right. Yes. Are we good? I think we're good, right?
I think we're good. Yes. Okay.
Wrap it up.
So. okay. Okay. So, if you want to go and check out the website, please pop over to adventuresinazeroth.com. If you want to email us, and you can email us responses, which if you want to do, like, now, response to the picture, go for it, because emails is completely fine. That is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. If you want to tweet us, pop over to Twitter. Wait till we do the post, though, for the photo. It's at ADV Azeroth. And of course, Twitch, we normally do this craziness once a month.
Sorry.
So pop over to twitch.tv/ADV Azeroth. Stone, where can we find you?
Twitch, Twitter. is STONEGRASP. I've been doing streaming every day on Twitch. But I got a website that we're doing. I got pretty much everything I do there is don'tgrasp.com. And I do all my wrestling stuff is there too. All the rules, because I have rules on my wrestling shows.
Have rules?
Rules. You should do a very clean, no joke, straight face show for April Fools. That wouldn't. No. I wouldn't last a minute. That's what she said. That's a story of my life, too.
No poker face.
Twitch, Twitter, Trana. Yeah, everything is still in grasp. I got a Discord, too, if you want to hang out in my Discord, but it's like a den, so don't expect it to be like...
A den.
I have my Discord kind of quiet. It's not like a typical Discord where I say, hey, post when you're online. And that's cool if you have that for yours. I mean, everybody's got their own, right? And I want my Discord to be quieter. It's a den. I got gardening stuff starting to go in there. Pictures of Bob. Techie
stuff.
I'm
not even in your Discord.
It's open. It's open. Anyways, so where can we find you, Lita?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast, which is tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. my time, Brisbane, Queensland time, or 7 p.m. Eastern.
Wow, you're telling them where you live. What's up with that? Brisbane. Why don't you just tell them your whole name too, and they can track you down and say, hey, what's up?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for letting it out. Okay. Her name is literally Lita. Wow. Go and look that up.
Don't.
Don't, because you'll find her.
It's
hilarious.
Oh, hilarious. Geez. Anyway. And don't forget, we want to say a big thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, for the responses, for the fun photos that we put up for the Where Are We in the World of Warcraft. So thank you guys. Mm-hmm. We really do appreciate it.
Yep.
Don't forget where you can find us, because technically we are a podcast. Check out Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, really? And Google Play.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I do upload the episodes to YouTube as well, so but you can find all that there too, right?
Yeah.
So.
All the things.
Exactly. Right. I should probably get XSplit open. Where is XSplit? There it is. Hello. Okay.
Okay.
Say goodbye to
thanks, guys. Thanks, Trevor.
Full frontal big love rocket. It was nice knowing you. You were a great ride. Really ran smooth. Purred, you know. Really great, really great. I hope you all have a great time. Good luck in the next month or so, and in all things Warcraft, good life, luck. And everything. Wish you all well.
Yeah, stay
and,
safe.
Stay, yeah. Be good. Stay peace. Safe.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2020.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at IncompiDeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.